A さんの日本語はあんまり良くないですよ。
本当に簡単な表現しか言えないです。
よくわかってます。
何？
何でもないです。はい、あなたお上手ですね。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ゆういちです。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 3, Time Capsule Part 4. Naomi Sensei, we're back with the series Time Capsule Part 4, authored by Yuichi-san. So, just to recap, in the previous lesson, Maki, Hajime, and Tamotsu went to the park to dig up a time capsule they buried 28 years ago. But when they got to the park, they saw that a McDonald's had been put up. So, now they're at McDonald's, and they are doing...
腹ごしらえ.
So, getting a meal. In today's lesson, after they finish their meal, they're going to resume their search. So that's where we pick up. Okay, today's grammar point is...
ている.
An action is the present progressive. So an action is progressing at the present time.
ともう一つありますよね。
Someone or something is in a suspended state. And we'll get into that in the grammar section. Okay, we pick up at the McDonald's. Here we go.
はじめ。まだ食べているの？
ごちそうさまでした。よし、お腹もいっぱいになったし、店員さんに増産公園について聞いてみよう。すいません。
はい。
ここのマクドナルドって昔は公園でしたよね。
はい。3年前に工事して公園はなくなってしまいました。
そうですか。
じゃあ、イチョウの木もないですよね。あ、それだったら裏に残ってますよ。
本当ですか？やった！
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
はじめ、まだ食べているの？
ごちそうさまでした。よし。お腹もいっぱいになったし。店員さんに増産公園について聞いてみよう。すみません。
はい。
ここのマクドナルドって昔は公園でしたよね。
はい。3年前に工事して公園はなくなってしまいました。
そうですか。
じゃあ、イチョウの木もないですよね。あ、それだったら裏に残っていますよ。
本当ですか。やった
ー。今度は英語が入ります。
はじめ、まだ食べているの？
Are you still eating, Hajime?
ごちそうさまでした。よし、お腹もいっぱいになったし、店員さんに増産公園について聞いてみよう。
I'm done. Okay, I'm full now. Let's go ask the clerk about the elephant park.
すいません。
Excuse me?
はい。
Yes?
ここのマクドナルドって昔は公園でしたよね。
This place used to be a park, right?
はい。3年前に工事して公園はなくなってしまいました。
Yes, it did. But they tore it down to build this place.
そうですか。
I see.
じゃあ、イチョウの木もないですよね。
So it means the ginkgo tree is gone too.
あ、それだったら裏に残ってますよ。
Oh, that tree is still behind this place.
本当ですか？やった！
Really? All right. Woohoo!
はい、ナオミ先生、どう思いましたか？
ここのマクドナルド、昔は公園でしたよね。
So this McDonald's in the past was a park.
It happens all the time, right?
Yeah, well, empty lots get things built on them.
残念ですけど、I think this expression will come in handy.
Which one?
昔はでしたよね。
Ah, long ago, something something it was, right?
そう、アーノルド・シュワルツネッガーって て昔は俳優でしたよね。
So Arnold Schwarzenegger was an actor a long time ago, right?
I think in a PDF, you can see mogu mogu. It's an onomatopoeia, like eating sound.
Yeah, the sound of people chowing down.
Yeah.
Very nice point, Naomi-sensei. What's nice about this too is we have a review of some of the previous grammar points. We have te miru, tsuite kitte miyo. We also have nakunatte shimaimashita. We also have shimau, which was covered in the previous one. So a lot of reinforcement here. What we're going to do now is take a look at the vocab. After the vocab, we're going to take a look at the new grammar point. So, onegai shimasu. First word, yuichi-san.
Ippai.
Full. A lot. Much.
Ippai. Ippai.
Next.
Tenin.
Clerk. Employee. Shop assistant. Salesperson.
Tenin. Tenin.
Next.
Koji.
Construction. Work.
Koji. Koji.
Next.
Ura.
Backside. Reverse side.
Ura. Ura.
Next.
Nokoru.
To remain. To be left.
Nokoru. Nokoru.
Next.
Onaka.
Stomach.
Onaka. Onaka.
Next.
Naru.
To become.
Naru. Naru.
Okay, now we're going to take a look at some of the phrases and words used in this conversation. First word.
Onaka.
Stomach.
Onaka ippai.
To be full.
But onaka ippai, it can be used in a casual and polite situation. But if you say hara ippai, you can't use it for polite situation. Hara is a casual way of saying onaka.
Hara goshirae. の腹と一緒ですね。So the same as 腹ごしらえず腹。
But unfortunately, お腹ごしらえはダメです。You can't say お腹ごしらえ because it's a set phrase.
Yeah, this phrase, お腹がいっぱい is very useful, especially for turning down things.
お腹いっぱいです。
So this is very useful if you come to Japan and you're eating in a big banquet and, I mean, for both reasons, if you're full or if you don't want to try something, very useful.
If you eat too much, you become onaka ga itai.
Stomach hurts.
Yes.
Stomach ache.
The next word is?
Koji.
Construction work.
When you use with a verb, koji suru, to construct something, for example, michi o koji suru.
To repair the road.
You can put chu after it and say, koji chu.
Under construction. And of course, the character for chu is middle.So, in the middle. You're in the middle of construction. Under construction. If you go to home pages and there's nothing up, you always see this. Koji chu, under construction.
次の単語は、裏。
Back. Reverse side.
The opposite word is, 表。
Which means the front or face.
裏と表がある人。なんていうふうに使ったりしますね。
Like two-faced.
そう。彼は表と裏がある。彼は裏と表がある。Either one can go first. Like the word order doesn't really matter.
But to have a different side, it's usually 裏がある, right?
Mm.
Like he's got another side. It's never like 表がある, right?
That's natural.
And in baseball, which is which? Top of the inning is 表 and bottom is 裏.
Inside out is 裏表.
I like that.
ピーターまた晴れた裏表ですよ。
Peter has his sweater on inside out again. So yeah, quick warning to Americans coming to Japan. If you want to wear your clothes inside out, be prepared to hear this phrase, 裏表ですね. Like, it's inside out, right? All day long, because every Japanese person will let you know that your shirt is inside out. Okay, on to the grammar point. Naomi-sensei, today's grammar point is?
手いる.
And again, this expresses the idea that an action is progressing at the present time. Basically, the present progressive in English, ing, running, swimming, jumping. Now, in Japanese, this can also mean someone or something is kept in an extended state or a suspended state. So, for example, in English, we would say the door's open. But if we take the direct translation in Japanese, it could be the door is opening, but meaning that it's in a state of being open, suspended in that state of being open. Naomi-sensei, did that make sense? Let's take a look at some examples to clarify this. First, we have the present progressive, ing.
まだ食べてるの?
Are you still eating? in that process of eating.
Yeah, in the middle of action.
Naomi-sensei, 今何してますか? What are you doing now?
え、働いています。
Nice. Working. Let's ask Yuichi what he's doing.
Yuichi-san, 何をしてますか?
録音しています。
Recording. So, and of course, what's interesting here is he knows, like, his name was established in the previous sentence, so he can answer with just the verb in the present progressive form. 録音しています。Like, the literal translation is recording. But of course, I am is implied. I am recording. Okay, now let's take a look at the second usage. Yuichi-sensei, お願いします。
裏に残っていますよ。
It's still there in the backyard.
I don't think this example sentence is very clear or easy for us to explain the grammar point. So let me give you an easy sentence.
Sure.
道が濡れてる。今日雨降った。
The street's wet. It rained today. Now let's back up. Give us the Japanese sentence one more time for the street is wet.
道が濡れている。
The street or road is wet. Now first we have
道
street followed by
が
Subject marking particle, followed by?
濡れている
Literally, wetting.
But it got wet and that situation is still continuing.
So it's in the state of being wet, that suspended state of being wet.
でも英語でも同じですよね。He's wearing a sweater とか。
Excellent point, Naomi. So we could take, you know, that example of, you know, wearing clothes. And in Japanese, it's kind of the same. You use the present progressive.There are different words for wearing things in Japanese, but when you're wearing it, they all fall into the same state. The teiru, shirts wo kiteru.
You put it on, you're still wearing it.
And that state continues. Let's jump back to the line from the conversation, as I think we can explain it now.
裏に残っていますよ。
So, 裏 is backyard. And 残っています is remaining. But what are we talking about here? So, that was established in the previous sentence. So, can we have the subject? Can we have everything in the sentence?
銀杏の木が裏に残っていますよ。
So literally, the ginkgo tree in the back is remaining. So actually, it's in a state of remaining, which means it's still there. So the ginkgo tree is still there in the back. When thinking and speaking in Japanese, you have to find the proper verb, use the present progressive to explain that state. Okay, now in the PDF, there's a very detailed write-up. Plus, in the Learning Center, we have some questions. These questions are based on the JLPT. They'll help you prepare for this,and get you accustomed to the format the questions will appear in. So, stop by, check out those questions in the Premium Learning Center. And before we go, let's just recap. So, they found the tree. We didn't even talk about that today.
Oh, そうですね。ごめん。
They finally found the tree.
The ginkgo tree.
Yeah.
And in the next lesson, I guess that's the final one?
次が最後。
Next week is the last one. We're going to find out what happens.
じゃあ、ピーターさん、タイムカプセルの中には何があると思いますか?
So, what do I think is there? That's a great question.I bet a lot of the listeners have an idea, too, of what they think happened.
Hi.
I'm going to guess, and then maybe the listeners can also guess, leave us a, you know, comment about what they think happened. I definitely think that there are worms in there.
28年前ですからね。
まあ、ヒントは、私がエンディングを考えました。I changed the ending.
What a bad editor. ひどい。ひどいな。
だけど、すごいことになっていますよ。
普通ですよ。
No, すごいです。
はい。
Great marketing. Bad marketing.
Stay tuned.
That's going to do it for today.
じゃあまた。
さよなら。
はじめ、まだ食べているの？
ごちそうさまでした。よし、お腹もいっぱいになったし、店員さんに増産公園について聞いてみよう。すいません。
はい。
ここのマクドナルドって昔は公園でしたよね。
はい。3年前に工事して公園はなくなってしまいました。
そうですか。
じゃあイチョウの木もないですよね。
あ、それだったら裏に残ってますよ。
本当ですか？やったー。